Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover
across our university city and South Cambridgeshire.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
We're just a few weeks away now from Remembrance Sunday. And my guest this morning is Lucy Aykroyd, who's here from the Royal British Legion. And we're not too far away, I guess, from the Poppy Appeal starting either. Lucy, good morning to you.
Hi, thanks for making it in
from Ely today. When does the appeal itself get underway?
OK, so the Poppy Appeal launches on the 27th of October. So it's 2 weeks and one day away. And it runs through, we have 2 weeks, it runs through until Remembrance Sunday, which is the 13th of November.
And I've noticed, one of the things I've noticed about the Poppy Appeal in recent years has been like the number of, it used to be just a paper poppy.
That was
just the all you got. But now there's the one I rather like is the pin badge.
The dated pins,
because I'm less chance of me losing that is possibly the main criteria. There's other things like wristbands. I had a wristband 1 year.
That's right. We offer lots of different merchandise. I think the main thing to say here, the paper poppy is the main emblem for Remembrance. So, we have all the dated pins as well.
Yeah, no, that's good. So how many, idea of numbers, of how many sort of paper poppies find their way into Cambridgeshire at this time of year?
Well, we distribute a lot of poppies during the appeal, both with static boxes, and we're in all the supermarkets locally as well. So Sainsbury's, Tesco's, Morrison's all welcome our lovely volunteers into their shops during the poppy appeal.
And where do the volunteers come from? Because I guess it's one of these fact of life, really, isn't it? That the veterans from the Second World War are clearly getting fewer of them every year.
That's kind of why I'm here today, Julian, really. We have a very dedicated and loyal band of volunteers that help with the poppy appeal. People do retire and stand down. So I was really hoping that people in Cambridge would be up for some volunteering during the poppy appeal. Please do get in touch. We have a link on the website, which is rbl.org, and you can express an interest on there for volunteering. In particular, I'd love Cambridge to have more volunteers at the Grand Arcade. That would be absolutely wonderful. We have two manned collections there. We're also in Sainsbury's at Brook Street and Waitrose at Trumpington, lots of the supermarkets we could really do with a hand.
So can you pick where you go? Well, within reason anyway.
Yeah, of course you can. Please do get in touch. I'll give you my telephone number. It's 07768 307 398 and I can point you to the right direction that you want to go in Cambridge or Huntingdon even. Please do get in touch.
I'll ask you that question again of the contact details at the end of the interview, just in case somebody's scrambling for a pen or to open up whatever app it is. They used to take the notes on these things. I remember there's one, I haven't seen him for a few years. 1 year, I think it would have been Jesus Green, the area where you're crossing over, going between the Grafton and towards the Grand Arcade. And there was an elderly gentleman, clearly had done service, but he's playing the piano.
Oh,
I have no idea as to how he managed to persuade somebody to put the piano in the middle of this walkway. But he was busy playing. And of course, on top was poppies, the collection.
Oh,
and he was doing a roaring trade.
Yeah, how wonderful. I look after and help and support all the Poppy Appeal organisers and volunteers throughout Cambridgeshire and Huntingdon, and I work with some inspirational people. They've all got a story to tell, so I absolutely adore what I do. It's absolutely wonderful, and I encourage you all to come and join us and do some volunteering.
Do you have to have a military background in order to do this?
So you don't have to know anything about the armed forces at all. Just come along. You'll get to learn a little bit as you go. I think the thing to say here is show the armed forces that you care. You know, we all need a helping hand in life, and the Royal British Legion, we're there to support the armed forces community. So please, if you can donate an hour of your time to come and help us, then please do. We welcome you with open arms.
And where does the money go these days?
Okay, well, we can help with physical and mental well-being. We have the Battleback Centre, which is rehabilitation through sport and teamwork activities and artwork as well. We have financial and employment support and care and independent living. We have 6 care homes, which are all looked after by the Admiral Nurses, and we deal a lot with dementia care as well. And we have local community connections, and we also... We can offer all kinds of expert advice, and we can tap into a lot of specialist help that we have. We work alongside other charities as
and,
well.
And these, you know, I mentioned the fact that those who served in the Second World War, not so many of them with us these days, but I guess there's... Well, goodness knows how many conflicts since that Britain has been involved in. The Falklands, where I famously got a question about it in my O-level history paper 12 months after the conflict had completed. But also Gulf War II conflicts there, and Afghanistan and many others, sadly.
That's right. And we always need to be here to help and support the Armed Forces community. We've been around for over 100 years now, and we're not going anywhere soon. So I'm urging everybody to, you know, donate a bit of time to come and help us with the Poppy Appeal, or donate to the appeal and wear your poppy with pride.
And then, of course, there we get the opportunity to wear them with pride at the various ceremonies that take place. We're normally dispatched to, I'm normally dispatched to the War Memorial in Cambridge with that wonderful statue of the Homecoming as he looks towards Cambridge Station
right,
for those...
Yeah.
Those comrades who never came back. But there's others, of course, around the county and the villages as well.
Yes,
the cathedral.
St. Ives do a big remembrance as well. Yeah, it's so important that we continue to remember.
Mm. And do you think people do remember? You know, I remember, you know, my teens going through, you know, donating to the war. I don't want to do that. But, you know, as you get older, you kind of
people
think
do.
This is what you...
It's very important, yeah. We must keep remembering. Mm. It's taught through primary schools. We have lots of teaching resources online to help the teachers. It's all on the website there as well.
Yeah. How much do you raise in Cambridgeshire, of course,
the
Poppy
Appeal last year raised 38.6 million pounds.
So that's across
nationally.
The UK. That's not Cambridgeshire.
Cambridgeshire raised £640,000.
That's not bad. That's a very good proportion.
Through the kind donations of the general public. So thank you so much.
No, very much so. And obviously, we want to try and drum up a bit of support of people to go out with the boxes. I guess there's not much training that you really need for it, but
a bit of help and advice you'll be given. Enthusiasm. My volunteers and organisers are absolutely wonderful, and it's really good for your mental health well-being as well, which we've all learned during the pandemic how important that is. Make some new friends, bring a friend with you.
Now that's a good plan. Remind me of those contact details again, just in case somebody does want to help out here.
The website is rbl.org. And if you search for volunteering, it will point you in the right direction of volunteering for the Poppy Appeal or the City National City Days. My telephone number for Cambridgeshire, if you'd like to get involved locally, is 077 68 307 398, and I would absolutely love to hear from you.
Okay, we'll slip those numbers as well onto the website when we pop the old listen again up a little later on this morning. Well, Lucy, thank you very much for coming in. Lucy Aykroyd of the Royal British Legion. You asked for a song and you also asked to introduce it, so I shall let you do that.
Like that.
No, that's fine. That's
thank
kind
you.
Of why we're here. What have you chosen?
I've chosen Proud by Heather Small. So come and do something to make yourself feel proud and join in with the Poppy Appeal this year. I'd love to see you.
Cambridge 105 Radio.